Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there. And there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcast that are available. This morning, we'd like to continue in our lesson concerning the family and concerning how we can really have a happy home. I want to say at the very beginning, as I've said at the beginning of almost every broadcast, that the American family is the very grassroots foundation that makes our society good and Christian. However, the American family today is being legally redefined as lawmakers examine issues involving single-parent families, domestic partner arrangements, and even same-sex unions. Never before has it been that our nation's lawmakers are pursuing eroding the family away. But what it's going to do is to cause much difficulties and troubles. But in the midst of all of these things that's going on, it is still our place, it is still our responsibility to have a happy home. Well, how can I go about having the kind of home that God wants me to have? First of all, notice this. Having a happy home starts with you. It does not start with your spouse. You can have a happy home when you get right with God. If you wait until your spouse gets right with God, you're waiting on the wrong thing. Your spouse may be waiting on you to get right. And of course, if that's what they're doing, they're waiting on the wrong thing. But you see, having a happy home, having a right family, involves you. It involves me. It involves when I am right, regardless of what the other person is doing. And in order for me to be right, the first thing I must have is a right relationship with God. Here's the facts. That until you are really saved by the grace of Almighty God, until you're saved by His power, you're not going to have the kind of relationship with God that you ought to have, and you're not going to have the kind of relationship in your family that you ought to have. Salvation is number one. And when you have salvation from God, then you're ready to begin in your service to the Lord in this world. Now, let me read to you the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 21. And notice what the Bible says here just about us being right. Okay, Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 21. The Bible said, "See then that you walk circumspectly." Now, the word circumspectly is a word we don't use very often today, but that word circumspectly means correctly or exact. So the Bible is stating, "See then that ye walk exactly. See then that ye walk correctly. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but is wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Bible makes this statement in verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, what's the topic right here? The topic is a right relationship with God. And in order for us to have a right relationship with God, there's some things that we as individuals must do. We must walk correctly. We must walk circumspectly the way God expects us to walk. We must understand that the days are evil, and they are evil, aren't they? I mean, you don't have to look very far to see that there's evil everywhere. But the Bible says that we ought to redeem the time, that we ought to use the time that God has given us, even though the days are evil. And then the Bible said in verse 17 that we ought to be wise, that we ought to understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, that's a big issue for a lot of folks. And a lot of folks say, well, I don't know what the will of the Lord is. Well, frankly, you just need to read your Bible more and go less by feelings and go less by circumstances or that misty kind of feeling that you're looking for. Don't go by that. Rather, read your Bible to find out what the will of the Lord is. You know, when the Bible says that we ought to understand what the will of the Lord is, He's telling us to do something that He's given us to do. We can know what the will of the Lord is. And then the Bible says, be not drunk with wine. And of course, alcohol was never intended for getting drunk at all. But the Bible said, but be filled with the Spirit. And that word there, being filled with the Spirit, simply means to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And then look in verse 19. Here's what's going to happen. And listen, what we're talking about is a right relationship between you and God. Here's what you are going to be doing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's going to come out of you whenever you are right with God. Now listen, if you're waiting on your spouse to get right, you won't be singing. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be looking at them. But listen, if you want to be right with God in your family, then you've got to be right with God first. And when you are right with God, you're going to be singing, you're going to be making melody in your heart to the Lord. Then look what the Bible said in verse 20. You're going to be giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be thanking God. Why? Because you're believing and you're trusting in God, not in circumstances, not in people. You're trusting rather in God. And you're knowing this, that everything that happens to you happens for God's glory and for your good. Romans 8:28. You're knowing that, so, okay? Now, verse 21, then you're going to be submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Who is Paul writing to? Ephesians 5:21. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. He's writing to them about how they can be right with God and with one another. Now get this. In our society today, there's a lot said about self-esteem. There's a lot said about asserting yourself. But what does the Bible say? Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. It does not say there, elevating myself or putting down somebody else. It does not say anything about asserting myself. It says rather that I ought to submit myself. Listen, God says that we ought to submit ourselves one to another. The devil says we ought to assert ourselves. Get that? If you want to be happy in your life, if you want to be happy in your family, you're going to have to do what God says to do, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now notice this. Verse 22 does not begin another subject. Rather, verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 5 says this, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, I know in the light of feminism today, this might not be accepted very well, but it's still what the Bible says. The Bible says that wives ought to submit themselves to their own husbands. Now, understand what I'm saying here. I'm not talking just to the wives. The Bible said in Ephesians 5:21 that it is the duty of each individual, each saved Baptist person, each person that is a member of that local church there at Ephesus, that they submit themselves one to another. And then the Bible goes into more detail about that, and it says to the wives to submit themselves unto their own husbands in the Lord. This is not just something that a wife does. Rather, the submitting is also something that the husband does, for he submits himself to Jesus Christ. Understand what I'm saying there. Let's read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. The Bible says in this place, but I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Now get this. If you want your family to be right before Almighty God, then you are going to have to do what God tells you to do. The Bible says that the man is to submit himself to Christ. The Bible says that the woman is to submit herself to the man. And the Bible says that Christ has already, in all total perfection, submitted himself to God, who is his Father. We're not talking here about status. We're talking about position. You see, we're not talking about boss-employer relationship. We're not talking about owner-slave. We're talking about partners. Jesus Christ is God, just like the husband and the wife are one whenever they're married. We're talking about partners together, working together, being together, doing together. We're talking about each person doing what they need to do. And you see, the thing it is that if I look for somebody else to get right before I will be right, then I'll never be right. Because that other person will never live up to my expectations. I must be right with God first. You know what the Bible says about partners? In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 17, the Bible said, and if children, then heirs, listen, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. The fact is that we as individual people, saved people, that are serving God in his church, are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We can call him our brother. We are that close to him. And so a husband and wife is very, very close. And the wife will submit herself unto her own husband in the Lord, for this is right. But let's go on. The Bible states here in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. The Bible said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now get this, husbands. You are to love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Go on. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. In verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And of course, this is what the Bible is stating, that the wife submits herself unto her husband in the Lord. And that's hard, because that's her part. But the Bible says that the husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church. And that's his part. And that's hard. But it's something that if we're going to be right with God and have a happy family and a happy home, that is what we will do. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us. Once again this morning, we thank you for listening and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you.